Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. I believe we all did. Amen. Very thankful. And just so you know, if you know us, you know that we don't do this message because it's Thanksgiving time. I don't do a Christmas message if it's Christmas, not necessarily. We do whatever the Spirit of the Lord leads. But, you know, it was time for these messages to come. And praise God. Well, if Pastor Sharon was here, she would hold her hands out toward y'all. And I want y'all to hold your hands out this way and receive. I'm just going to wing it. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your people. I declare movement. I declare, God, you are moving in their midst this week in a special way. I declare they'll see movement of your glory. They'll see movement of your strength. They'll see movement of answered prayers. Father, I declare movement, supernatural movement in their lives this week in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened. We can see things we've never seen, hear things we've never heard. I thank you, Father God, our senses, we're aware in a greater measure of what you're doing. We're aware. We see this word like we've never seen it. We see hidden things, hidden gems in your word this day, and we pull them out. And we receive them into our spirits. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms 34. Oh, and I wanted to compliment all the ladies and everyone that helped on these baskets for Teen Challenge. Y'all know Teen Challenge will be here next Sunday morning. They'll be ministering for us. And these baskets that everyone has given, I mean, they are just so beautiful. There's so many wonderful things in those baskets. Praise God for that. Thank y'all, every one of y'all, for participating and helping in that the way you have. Psalms 34, starting verse number 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. So I'll bless the Lord at all times. It's an action of our will, whether we feel like it or not. I don't know about you guys. Sometimes I don't feel like necessarily praising the Lord. I mean, that's all of us. We all go through things and times. Your body doesn't feel it. Your situation, your circumstance is trying to overwhelm you in times, and you just don't feel it. But it's not about feelings. See, I can bless the Lord at all times, whether I'm feeling good or whether I'm not feeling good. I can bless the Lord no matter what my circumstances are. I can bless the Lord. And it's an act of my will to do that. Amen? Things are going good or things are not going so good. Well, it's raining or it's shining. Financial problems or no financial problems. I can praise the Lord continually with my mouth. Hebrews 13:15 says, we no longer offer up a steady stream of blood sacrifices, but through Jesus we offer up to God a steady stream of praise sacrifices. These are the lambs we offer from our lips that celebrate His name. Same scripture in a different version. Through Him, therefore, let us at all times, there it is again, at all times, offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify His name. So I will praise the Lord at all times. Well, I can't really praise the Lord right now. You don't understand, Pastor. I have a problem. I can't really come to church right now, Pastor. You just don't understand. I've got a problem. That's a problem. Wow. You can't do the work for God because you got a problem. I got news for you. The devil's always going to make sure you got a problem. Thank you very much. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18. This is in the Amplified. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer in every situation, no matter what the circumstances. No matter what the circumstances. Be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In the King James, it says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In the Passion Translation, it says, make your life a prayer, and in the midst of everything, in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. Well, you're having a hard day. You're having pains coming against your body. Things are coming against your mind. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Make your life a prayer, and in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. No matter how I feel, thank you, Father God. I praise you. I praise you. I got to work this word. I've got to put this word into practice in my life, whether I feel like it or not. This word works. Whether I feel like it or not, it will work if I will work the Word. For that's God's perfect plan for us in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. If we do things God's way, He'll cause all things to work together for our good. Y'all ever notice it's real easy to praise God when things are going good? Glory to God. Got that check in the mail. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, things are wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Then just got that traffic ticket. Oh, Jesus, where are you at? I don't understand. Where'd you go? You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. What's going on? Jesus, I don't feel your presence. What's going on? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I've been listening to, and we listen to a lot of times, Nancy Dufresne. She's just a certain supply at this time for us on YouTube, and we've listened to a few of the things that she's been saying. It's really good. And she said that she'd be sitting at her table when she was a little girl. They had a big family, and said that her mother, she'd say, like, would you pass the potatoes? And her mother would reach to pass potatoes, and she said, say the magic word. And the magic word is please. And she said, now she's putting it in her hand. She said, now there's another magic word. What is that? She said, thank you. She said she made them, all the children, acknowledge every time please and thank you. Because it shows gratitude. It shows proper gratitude. It shows proper respect. You don't get any of this food without please and without thank you. Sometimes we don't show God proper gratitude and proper respect. And without proper gratitude and proper respect, we don't get God's highest and best. And when we worship the Lord, it is respect and is appreciation. And it gets us into a place of flow. Now, here's what I'm learning about worship. You know, if I were to describe myself to you and you didn't know me, I would describe myself as an intercessor. I know I'm a pastor, but I'm called to be an intercessor also. And I naturally flow in intercession. I love to intercede. I love to pray. But what I'm learning is I've got to get over into praise. And I've got to become a praiser even more than I'm an intercessor. Because if I'll get over into praise, and I'll yield myself to praise, even when I don't feel like it, even when I feel like it's much easier just to start praying, I've got to get over there into praise, and things are going to start going smoother than they've ever went, because intercession kind of pulls the plan down. Praise is the victory over that plan. Praise moves the demons. Praise busts up everything the enemy is trying to do to stop it. It puts the pressure on the devil, not on us. Worshiping God and praising God turns everything easy and simple. Okay, now, I'm going to say a statement. I really like this statement. I got it from several different sources, and I don't remember which one exactly. When you pray, I think it may have been Nancy DePrain, or it may have been Joyce Meyer. When your praise and worship slows down, when your gratitude slows down, that's when things start to fall away from your life. That's when the wheels come off the bus. When our praise and worship slows down. Okay, Luke 17. It's about the 10 lepers. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And he entered a village. 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. They had to stand at that distance. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," when they saw him. And he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he had been healed, he turned back, glorifying God, with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were not there 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Most translations say whole. In other words, whatever he was missing because of his leprosy, missing a finger, it grew back. Missing an arm, it grew back. Missing an eye, it grew back. Missing an ear, it grew back. Because he was the only one out of the 10 that was made whole. Now, hang on. There's something we've never seen in this before. There's something about praising God and thanking God. There's a supernatural impartation of thanking God that hooks us up supernaturally for miracles. And we've never seen that before. People are not preaching that. And I don't understand it, because that's evidence of it right there. Have you noticed? Look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor. And say, some people in the body of Christ rarely ever say thank you for anything. It's true. Thank you is a common courtesy. Even people that are not born again say please and thank you. Now, I heard it said, if you'd have went to those other 9 lepers and you'd have asked them as they went to show themselves to the priest and they were cleansed, they no longer had the leprosy. They weren't made whole, but they were cleansed. They didn't have to stay in that leper colony anymore. They were cleansed. They didn't have to stay away from society anymore. God had done a work in them. They were cleansed. Their whole lives were changed. If you'd have asked them, well, were you thankful? Are you thankful and you grateful that this happened to you? They would have said yes. But then why didn't they acknowledge it by saying thank you? They felt it, but they didn't say it. That's us a lot of times. We feel it, but we don't say it. And in the saying lies the power. Them not saying it stopped the flow of God's power to the greater miracle they each would have gotten from the Lord, just like the first leper, by not acknowledging their appreciation out loud. We may think we're an appreciative person, but if we don't acknowledge our appreciation out loud, okay, let's just say our server is at the restaurant. They're working. They're just really doing a fantastic job. And we're... Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. but we don't ever acknowledge it. We never say out loud, they did a good job. We don't show them through a tip. We don't show them proper honor through the tip. We don't show them proper honor through our mouth. We think it's a sign of weakness to express appreciation. Our society does. We need to acknowledge our appreciation out loud. Let me tell you. Okay, let me ask you. Have you ever been in a situation where people were complaining? Yeah, I know everybody's looking like mannequin man and woman right now. No, I've never been in one of those situations, Pastor. I've read about them, but I've never been in one of them. Well, if you've ever been in one, there's one thing you'll notice about it. There's a spirit or a power, a negative flow that starts happening when people start talking bad and start griping, start complaining. And that negative flow, and it kind of feeds off what one will say and then the other one will say and then the other one will say. And, you know, then we all got to put our 2 cents in and we all get in it. And then it's just one big negative mess. But that same thing happens in the spirit for the good. When we start talking about God and our appreciation for God and thanking God. And I'm telling you, it just opens the door. Just like our negativity and our you know, just being unthankful opens the door for the enemy to come in and cause problems in our life, being thankful opens the door to the Spirit of God in miraculous ways in our life. There was a guy, I read his book, it's probably 6 or 7 years old by now. And this man does not acknowledge whether he's a Christian or not. And he wrote this book, and he's being very raw in this book. He's telling on himself, and he's telling he had bad circumstances. He had a bad relationship with his grown children. He had a bad relationship with, you know, like an ex-wife. I mean, just there's one thing after another. Has a bad situation on his job, and he is just he's just talking about he got this idea. He was out hiking, and it's like he got illumination. He said he didn't know what it was, but he said it was just illumination. And so he said I'm going to start writing thank you notes every day, you know, like for a year. And so he started writing thank you notes and acknowledging things that people were doing. And he said he noticed as he started doing it, something started changing. I mean, his life, his relationship with his son got better. His relationship with his ex-spouse got better. He found himself changing. He's becoming a more generous person. He's not a condemning person like he was before. He didn't have wrong expectations of people like he originally did. He talked about how it changed him because it brought him to notice things to be thankful for. Just seeing a few things to be thankful for opened his eyes, and he was thankful for more and more. And he said it got to the place that he was an attorney and his business was down. He was fixing to close it because it was in such bad shape. And he said he just started with this process and had been doing it for months. And they wound up asking him to be a judge. And he was considered for this place of judgeship, and he became a judge. And he said, the only reason I became a judge was because this thing that he started doing about thank you, it opened the door. He didn't even know and acknowledge whether he's a Christian or not. He's just saying thank you, there's something in it that opens your eyes and opens doors and changes the way we are as people. I agree with that totally. So we don't need to be grateful and not express it. We need to give voice to our gratitude. If we could learn to praise more, we would pray less. Show proper gratitude. Show proper respect. Praise and worship gets us into the place of God's flow, where God won't put a cap on it. It just gets more and more and greater. We're thanking God that He's our provider. We're thanking God because we've got an assignment all the time just to be saturated in praising God. Whenever our circumstances look complicated, they're not. Praise is the way out. I heard that same lady, Nancy Dufresne, was talking about that she was in a situation where something had been coming against her for over a year and a half, and she just didn't have the answer. And the Holy Spirit told her one day, said, just start praise, do the praise cure. And so she just started praising God. And she's praising God every day as much as she can praise God and do whatever she's doing in the natural. She's praising God. She does this first day and the second day and the third day. On the seventh day, the Holy Spirit spoke to her and says, now I want you to take authority over that spirit that's been bothering you for all this time, for this year and a half, and I want you to speak to it, and it's never going to bother you again. And she did it, and she was completely free. It never bothered her again. But she got it from praising God. She got over there in the spirit so far. See, there's a special anointing over there in that realm. There are realms that we can get into that have special anointings, warfare anointings, that drop things off of our lives that have been coming against us from the enemy. I understand some people can't hear that. I can't help it if you can't hear it. It doesn't mean it's not true. It's every bit true. When our circumstances look complicated, that's when we need to worship the Lord more. When it looks like we're speeding to ruin, stop and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your situation, your circumstances, your emotions, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It says that one leper that was made whole, he said it did it with a loud voice. Every one that I found, every scripture that I found on that, all the different ones, the versions said he did it with a loud voice. Sometimes we don't praise the Lord long enough for the anointing to come in. What if she'd have just praised God for one day? It wouldn't have been long enough. Our natural minds would have told us it's long enough. But sometimes that's not long enough. That was good. You almost missed it. See, it has to be long enough for the anointing to come in and break the yoke. We just need to spend just a little more time. I don't know about you guys, but I'm trying to get the Holy Spirit, trying to get where I'm yielding to the Holy Spirit to change me. Be thankful and say so. Speak words of gratitude that has a powerful impact in the spiritual realm. When we say thank you, when we say praise God, when we say to somebody, we're expressing gratitude, there's a push behind that in the realm of the spirit. I'm telling you, there's something in the spirit that'll break that negativity, that'll break that stuff that's coming against us. When we start saying thank you more, and we open our eyes to being more, having more gratitude, it affects things spiritually for the better. Psalms 100, 4 and 5 says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. In the message it says, know this, God is God. God is God and God, He made us. We didn't make Him. We're His people, His well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home. Talk in praise. Thank Him. Worship Him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. In the Amplified Classic, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful and say so. be thankful and say so to Him. Now I'm going to put this little thing in there, and to others. Bless and affectionately praise His name. Be thankful and say so. And just one thing I want to mention before I call Deborah up today is that Wednesday night we're going to do a praise. Patty's going to lead us in a praise. But that's going to be like a warfare praise. We're believing for things to break. We're believing for things to break in your lives. We're believing in the name of Jesus, things are going to break in the church for the good. Things are going to break in your lives for good. Things that have been harassing you. Being in that corporate anointing of nobody's preaching, nobody's teaching. There's just going to be a corporate anointing of warfare praise going out. And Patty's going to lead the praisers, and we're just going to have a time praising God. And you know what? There's going to be a special anointing. Special anointing. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.
I would like to say one more thing. This is to the Faith Builders listeners out there. Please, if you would like a reply to your emails, include your email address within the body of your email. Thank you.